KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have a mostly cloudy sky. We look for patchy fog through mid-morning. Otherwise, skies should become partly cloudy. Today, we'll have a high around 78. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. In area news, officials of the city of Elkhorn said Monday that a drinking water advisory was put into effect. The Elkhorn Water Supply is recommending residents boil the water before using it for drinking or use an alternative source. The Elkhorn Water Supply had a problem in the water plant and the system lost pressure yesterday. Due to the potential for bacterial contamination, it was being recommended the water be boiled before used for drinking or cooking, or that, as I mentioned, an alternative source be used. In any event, it is recommended not to drink the water without at least first boiling it first. Bring all the water to a boil, let it boil for 1 minute, and let it cool before using or use bottled water. Boiled or bottled water should be used for drinking, making ice, brushing teeth, and food preparation until further notice, as boiling kills any bacteria and other organisms that may be present in the water. The water may be used, however, for bathing and other similar purposes. If you have any questions, you can contact the City of Elkhorn at 712-250-1253 or 249-6025. Now, the system, they say, has been repaired and repressurized, and bacteria samples were scheduled to be collected. The advisory is a precaution until bacterial sample results are available, and you will be notified when those results are available and the advisory is lifted. The system is working with the Iowa DNR to resolve the situation. Residents and businesses in parts of eastern Nebraska and western Iowa are pumping out flooded basements and cleaning up the muck left behind from flooding caused by an inch upon inch of rain. The National Weather Service reports that nearly a foot of rain fell on Woodbine before stopping Monday afternoon. A two-day total in Omaha topped 8 inches. Winds that accompanied the revolving storm front knocked down trees and limbs and knocked out power to thousands of homes. An estimated 3 feet of water covered some streets in Council Bluffs, stranding many motorists. Pottawatomie County Emergency Management Director Doug Reed said yesterday that somewhere between 4 to 8 inches or more of rain fell overnight Sunday into Monday throughout Pottawatomie County, causing significant runoff, saturated soils, and flash flooding. The event stranded motorists in flooded streets and created bank and hillside sloughing, closed roads, and toppled trees, as I mentioned. Public Works, Road Department, and public safety agencies across Council Bluffs and the county responded to reports of mudslides, trees, and water making roads impassable. As of late Monday afternoon, Reed had said approximately 14 street locations have been closed in Council Bluffs, as well as 3 locations in rural Pottawatomie County. Motorists driving through flood-inundated streets in Council Bluffs prompted rescue calls to the fire department Monday morning, who provided assistance to motorists in 3 vehicles stranded in high water. Minor power outages were also reported during the event. No injuries were reported, though. Rainfall and runoff, according to Reed, has spiked at the West Nishnabotna and Missouri Rivers in Pott County. The Nishnabotna had been predicted to crest at 12.1 feet last night, and the Missouri was expected to crest tonight by 7 p.m. at 28.5 feet. Both crests placed the rivers at their action stage classification and are not expected to reach flood stage at this time. As the high water and flash flooding may have inundated some residential or business properties, any residents are asked to report any damages to the Emergency Management Agency online. There's a link to that under this same story on our news page at KJAN.com. And any Pott County residents who would like a Red Cross muck out cleaning kit can pick one up at the EMA agency beginning at 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. all the way through this Thursday. Now, Emergency Management, Reed said, provided alert notifications to residents in the impacted areas. If you did not receive a phone call or a text message and would like to receive emergency notifications during emergencies and other critical events affecting your neighborhood or place of work, sign up for emergency alerts with Pottawatomie Alert, which is part of the Alert Iowa network. The system is the primary means of distributing emergency evacuation orders, critical public information, and other important messaging before, during, and after an emergency or disaster. To register, simply visit the county website at www.pottcounty-ia.gov. And President Trump has declared a major disaster exists in Iowa following severe storms that hit the state in June and July. Trump issued the declaration Monday, making federal funding available to the state, tribal, and local governments, as well as certain nonprofit groups. The declaration applies to damage from storms from June 6th through July 2nd that hit several counties, including Adair and Dallas in our listening area. Storms during that period included tornadoes, straight-line winds, and flooding. Besides aiding in recovery, federal money is also available to hazard mitigation efforts on a cost-sharing basis. In our funeral announcements, Jody Thielen, age 53, of Anita, died Wednesday in Lincoln, Nebraska. Memorial services for Jody Thielen will be today at 10 a.m. at the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Larry D. Wonder, age 84, of Harlan, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Larry Wonder will be today at 11 a.m. at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Dean Archer, age 91, of Orient, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Dean Archer will be on Thursday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has the arrangements. Kimberly Gail Erickson, age 54, of Lewis, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Kim Erickson will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Robert A. Bob Larson, age 68, of Omaha and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial for Bob Larson will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the St. Gerald Catholic Church in Omaha. The Heafy Hoffman Dworick and Cutler Funeral Home in Omaha has arrangements. Earl Jarnigan, age 82, of Panora, died Thursday. A visitation for Earl Jarnigan will be this Thursday from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Adam Richard Nelson, age 38, a native of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Adam Nelson will be at noon on Friday at the Lutheran Church of Hope in Ankeny. Hamilton's Funeral Home in West Des Moines has the arrangements. Phil Chintz, age 86, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. A prayer service for Phil Chintz will be Friday at 1 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Violet Fiscus, age 96, of Harlan, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Violet Fiscus will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Kirkman. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Joyce Laree Peterson, age 82, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Joyce Peterson are currently pending at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Jim Johnson, age 47, of Kansas City, Missouri, and formerly of Griswold, has died. Services for Jim Johnson are pending at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.